This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're all busy, right? There is never enough time to get done all the stuff you've got to get done. Commentator Beth Tytel reminds us that this being capitalism, the marketplace has come up with a solution that is also part of the problem, it turns out.
The do-it-yourself movement notwithstanding, many people are so desperate to shed chores that they've started outsourcing even frivolous shopping. It's a situation caused by, and in turn fueling, a big retail trend: subscription boxes. Subscription boxes? Yeah. Even if you think you've never heard of them, you probably have. Years ago, we knew them as the fruit or cheese of the month club. Now they've gone upscale, niche, and run amok. There are subscription boxes for vegans and carnivores, for the gluten-free and gluten loaders, for people who can't get enough ostrich jerky or infinity scarves, for preschoolers who insist on sustainably sourced toys, maybe as many as 500 boxes in all. At this point in the game, almost any American and her finicky pet could survive on boxes alone. Somehow, a nation that endlessly whines about household clutter and is so prickly about presents that there's a registry for every gift-giving event has started paying strangers to pick out, curate, random items and ship said items to their homes. And on those glum days when the mailbox is empty, junkies can fill the void with box-centric YouTube videos, blogs, reviews, and discussion boards. One theory to explain the phenomenon is that exhausted working women want a gift every month, even if it's one they've sent and paid for themselves, even if they don't actually like it. Oh, really? I shouldn't have. Recently, I flirted with a fashion box. But luckily, the realization that I'd end up schlepping to return clothes I didn't choose in the first place kicked in before I'd entered my credit card. But there is one box I'd love. A subscription that takes a box of stuff from your house every month. Call it the disappearing box.
Beth Tytel is a writer for the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth. You know what you guys ought to do? You ought to subscribe to us. Download the Marketplace app from the App Store of your choice. Take us with you, wherever you go.